There has to be more to work than just a paycheck. My name is Clément Frisoni, and I am passionate about how companies manage their human capital. This is Cambodia Workwise. Each episode, I will bring you insights from the Cambodian world of work with CEOs, HR managers, human capital deciders, and people who think there is more to work than just the 9-to-5 traditional work. In this show, we will talk about HR, recruitment, and the broader Cambodian world of work. This is Cambodia Workwise. Garment factories is one of the biggest industries in Cambodia. It employs hundreds of thousands of people. So, of course, I wanted to get a better understanding of what this industry is like. I went to the International Labour Organization, ILO, and talked to two people who worked in the Better Factories program for Cambodia. Nam and Sochita are two experts of garment factories. They have been working in this industry for years and understand the reality of the field in this operation and in the factories. Today, Nam and Sochita will share with us the insights of the industry of garment factories in Cambodia. Having me today in your offices at BFC. So I have two guests with me. It's a very exceptional episode today because everything is double, everything is new. So Nam, you work for BFC Cambodia.
Right.
As an enterprise assessor and advisor.
Right.
And so Chita, you also work for BFC Cambodia and also an enterprise assessor advisor. Before I let you introduce yourselves personally, maybe you can tell me about what is BFC Cambodia, because people maybe don't know the meaning of this acronym.
First of all, thank you, Clement, for coming to visit our office. It's really nice opportunity for us to talk and to discuss. So for BFC, its full name is Better Factory Cambodia. It started in 2001, so basically it's over 20 years now. Okay. It is as a foundational program of the Better Work, which is a joint program between International Labour Organization, that we all know that as ILO, and also International Finance Corporation, a member of the World Bank Group. As I mentioned, it's 20 years now. So we have been working on improving the work condition and also to improve the competitiveness of Cambodia as a smart sourcing destination. It is the first program that we apply in Cambodia. Uh-huh. And after that, we roll out. So by now, we have around 13 programs.
Okay. Nam, do you want to add something?
No, I think this covered it all.
Okay. So now that we know the organization that you work for, I'd like you to get personal and tell me who you are and what is your job in BFC.
Hello, everyone. My name is Seng Nam. I'm currently working as an enterprise assessor and advisor. My role is mainly doing as an assessor. I go to the factory to assess their labor compliance and also write a report after the assessment days. Normally, we conduct the assessment for 2 days. So after that, we write in the report, and if we find any non-compliant issue, we will put it in the report and give them the suggestion.
What are the items that you look for when you audit a factory like this?
Mostly, we focusing on the 8 cluster, including like child labor, forced labor, OSH matter, and some
What's
of the...
What's OSH?
Occupational health and safety matter.
Okay.
And also some discrimination issue.
Okay. How many factories are there in Cambodia?
So by now we have around more than 600 participating factories with BFC. So assessment is mandatory for the factory that is supporting. For the advisories, it's not mandatory, so it's voluntary. So we have around more than 200 factories by this year that participate with our service. And lastly, trainings that we provide a package to the factory to build their capacities.
So when you say there are 600 participating factories, it means that any factory in Cambodia that wants to sell something outside of Cambodia, they have to go through BFC program to make sure that they are assessed and that they are compliant with all the items that you are checking for.
Yeah, yes.
Is this for garment only or also for other industrial products?
Actually, we focus on garment, footwear, travel goods and bags.
Okay.
And it's one of the criteria for the exporting the products. They have to register with the better factory Cambodia.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. If I'm a company owner, what would push me to join this advisory program?
Actually, many reasons from their side, actually not from our side. So far as we know that because they also want to improve their working condition and also productivity.
Mm-hmm.
So joining BFC, we can help them to make sure that their issue in their factory to be addressed in more sustainable way.
Mm-hmm.
We also provide one advisor for each factory to guide them to provide counseling on the law compliance, something mm-hmm. like that. So it's part of things that help them to boost their productivity and mm-hmm. also to improve their working condition.
Mm-hmm.
And during the advisory engagement, we also provide the training. We create a committee called PICC, which do the consultation for the improvement for the factory. And also we provide a coaching session related to the issue we found during the assessment.
Mm-hmm.
And then the capacity building, including the grievance mechanism, occupational health and safety, compliance, and also regarding to discrimination, how mm-hmm. to deal with it and how to make prevention
mm-hmm.
rather than I like to cure, but we try to make them as a preventive action to mm-hmm. do that.
What kind of discrimination have you observed in the factories in Cambodia?
The common things that we found is about gender.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the factories still found that some certain area or position should be higher for the male workers rather than a female worker, or some certain area it should be for female rather than for male. For example, like the sewing section,
mm-hmm.
that they rather hire female workers rather than male. So in their recruitment poster, they would say like, I want to hire 300 female workers. And then since they joining the advisory engagement, we provide more the instruction or the guideline how to do it properly and how to make sure that it is sustained and comply with the law.
Mm-hmm. What's your approach when you want to convince a management team that, hey, actually don't have to hire only women or only men for this position? How do you present things to them? And do you have a concrete example in the training or awareness session that a thing you do or you say to make them realize, oh, actually it's true, I could hire men to do the sewing?
Yeah. We're talking about unfair.
Uh-huh.
Like for example, if a man, he's really good at sewing job and he have experience and he really want to do the job, but then the factory reject him mm-hmm. not to offer the job to him, it's like very unfair.
Mm-hmm.
And it also lack of opportunity, like for the factory side as well, they will lose the labor force
mm-hmm.
because they're getting only the female mm-hmm. to join the sewing, but not male, while male also good at this.
Who are the people working in the factories? Where are they in Cambodia? Is it all around Phnom Penh or is it also in other provinces of the country?
Workers were hired from every part of the Cambodia.
Okay.
And it can be from the capital, it can be from the province. Most of the time, because of the difficulty of their family, they have to abandon their studies to join the factory. Mm-hmm. Or some people, they join the factory for saving and then later on they continue their study. So the demographic is quite vary from one place to another.
What's the salary of a worker in such a factory in Cambodia?
It depends on how the factory provides mm-hmm. and also how the working environment and how mm-hmm. they do the overtime works.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, based on the law, the basic wage is at least $204 per month.
For the garment, for the garment footwear and travel goods and bags. Yeah.
Okay. How long does a shift last usually in such a factory? Is it like an 8-hour shift, 12-hour shift?
The working hour is 8 hours per day,
mm-hmm.
and the maximum for overtime permit by the law is 2 hours. Some factory, they have 2 shifts, so they also set up 8 hours at night time and then plus 2 hours overtime. Mm-hmm. And the working condition compared to the past 15 years or so, the labor compliance from the factory improved a lot.
Mm-hmm. How have things changed in the Cambodian factories? Are there things that you used to see before that don't happen anymore? What are the progress that BFC has achieved in Cambodia with the factories?
One of the remarkable things that we can see right now is like the forced labor. In the past, we used to have a factory that locked their premise and locked the door, did not let the worker out if they cannot finish their production target. Mm-hmm. They don't let the worker out during the lunchtime and so forth. So that's why what now we don't see this kind of thing today. The other things that we can see the improvement is the awareness of labor compliance from the worker itself. Because like after they join the training, join the coaching session, they can narrate all the requirement or their right to bargain with the employer.
So the employees are aware of what is normal, what is okay and what is not.
Yeah.
So that they can voice it to their employer.
Yeah, okay. That's correct.
Okay. You are in a tricky position because you work on these topics, but you cannot force an organization to say this is not allowed, you have to stop, otherwise you get fined or anything. You can only tell them this is what you do, this is the law, it's not matching, we suggest you do this. How do you, you know, manage to keep your credibility when you don't have the power to enforce the laws or the items that you're highlighting to the companies?
So basically we work as a collaboration because the government have more like role on enforcing the laws mm-hmm. and have more authority on that. Right now we work very closely with the Ministry of Labor mm-hmm. and Vocational Training. We also work with the global brands and buyers to make sure that the supply chain is going well mm-hmm. and to make sure that the factories have a good progress and more sustained in that way. So BFC is not just working alone on that, but we work with other stakeholders, with our constituents.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the beauty of the BFC is that we work on tripartite for the government, for the employee and the employer. So we are more like a facilitator for the three parties to come together, sit on the discussion and then make sure how to do things well and sustainable.
Right.
And on another point that I also observed that have some change from mm-hmm. the previous years, we also see that more factories start to talk about something beyond compliance.
Mm-hmm.
So they start to have a new initiative, new program in their factory. For example, they have a leadership joining with BFC on the factory ambassador. It's all the part of things that beyond compliance, but it also help them like to be more productivities and mm-hmm. also to boost their working condition as well. So I can see also that it's very good point as well.
Mm-hmm. Are there specific projects that you are trying to implement or that you would like to see happen in Cambodia?
There's a lot of things that
I can imagine
that I want to do. But just one thing that I want to highlight, because this is something that we also want to start it to move forward. We work on promoting the gender equalities and empowerment.
Uh-huh.
Because we know that in Cambodia, the garment, footwear, travel goods and bag is 80% are female. So even they have very dominated by women, but we can see that women is still facing more challenges if compared to their male counterpart.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what BFC want to do, like aiming more to make sure that gender is integrated in every activity, in our intervention, and at core of our service and also implementation. Because right now we more like at the gender responsive step, but we plan to have more like gender transformation.
Mm-hmm.
It's mean that we want to remove the barrier for women so they can be able to achieve better working in this industry, to treat better and also get the same opportunity as their male counterpart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is one question I ask to all of my guests. It's what do you wish for the future of Cambodia?
I think for the future of the Cambodia, I want to see the workers are more skilled.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now we lack a lot of workforce comparing to other countries, especially the nearby country. So I would want to see the workers are more skill set. And also want to see more compliance rate increase for all the factory, especially on the ILO International Labor Standard, focusing on discrimination, occupational health and safety. That is very important things.
Mm-hmm.
When all of this improve, the worker feel more safe and peace to work in the industries and can maybe more peaceful industry relation as well.
Mm-hmm.
My wish for the future of the Cambodia, what I want to see is there's a lot of ownership by the locals.
Uh-huh.
Because like right now the factory are owned by the foreigners.
Okay.
And then I would like to see whether the locals can become a partner or maybe like set up their own factory to invite or create more jobs for the local itself. Also, I want to see the change perspective for the garment and textile industry, because most of the time people have a misconception of the seeing the textile and garment industry become a non-compliant field or full of issue, because I have been involved with this field for so long I can see that one of the standardized company is factory, because we have a lot of monitoring, labor compliance, engagement, and even have a lot of discussion on the table to improve the working condition for the factory itself and the workers. This is what I hope to see, that everyone who work in the factory are valued as much as the people who work in the normal company. And also, the other point that I want to see in the future is that the sustainable business. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, the two components of the factory is employee and employer. When they can work together, can discuss together, their grievance mechanism functioning very well, so their business can be sustainable, and also the business can grow. Mm-hmm. And then also the worker right can be protected.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that you took the time to come and discuss with me and with all the listeners about the work that you do at BFC and all the topics that you tackle and all the changes that you've been able to see in the past few years in Cambodian factories. Thank you for your time. See you next time.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Later.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode until the end. What do you want to remember from this conversation? I want to remember what Sochita and Nam told me about the changes that have happened over the years in the garment factories in Cambodia. So much has been accomplished already, and yet there is still so much to be done. This is an ongoing project. Reach out to me on LinkedIn or on Instagram and let me know your thoughts about the future of Cambodia. See you next time for another episode of Cambodia Workwise.